Hello and welcome to The City. This is episode 5 of Arcade City's podcast. I'm your host, Matt Stevens, and I'm joined by the angel on my right, Paul Newton, and the devil on my left, Martin Aykroyd. Although you're not actually sitting on my left and right, so...
No.
We're in a bit of a different office today. We're in Paul's conservatory, which is quite cool.
And so cold.
If you hear any dogs barking, that's Martin. So, just to get... It's not that cold.
Hearing dogs barking, that'll be my missus coming home.
Does she listen to this?
No. Oh, God.
Don't be ridiculous.
I'm going to tell her to.
No, you fucking dare.
Have you both been?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
What have you been up to? Mark, how's the new job going?
Going all right, yeah.
Yeah, it's
all right. It's quite a time in a state agency, anyway.
Oh, tell me about it. Today, I played a game called Faster Than Light, which I downloaded off Steam for £2.09.
Oh, Steam sales started today, didn't it?
It did, so I've been on that, and I told your dad to... Martin, not your dad, Paul. I told your dad to download that and play it, because it
looks Steam amazing. Is.
It's really good. It's really good.
What is it?
So it's basically, you... going to have a bit of a tangent here. So basically, you have a spaceship. It's an indie game. Sorry. Coasters are gone.
Come on, Matt.
Come on. It's an indie game. You have a spaceship, and you basically have to... guide it across the galaxy, but there's different things that you have to. It's all about strategy, and you have power, and you need to keep different rooms powered up and stuff. And you have crew members, and if they die, they permanently die.
Right.
So you've got to try and keep everyone up. But it's really, really good. And it's only £2 on Steam.
When you get back home, is everyone aged rapidly, and you're still the same?
Sounds like a film I watched not too long ago. But that's So going off on a slight tangent there, but. Yeah, it is quite quiet.
Steam
sale. Steam sale is good.
That's what's happening.
What have you been up to, Paul?
It's the usual. Work.
Work.
Playing games.
Playing games.
Too many games.
Playing every game.
Pretty much.
Everything comes out.
Yeah.
It's Black Friday tomorrow, which means that I'm going to spend a lot of money on video games.
Specifically?
I'm going to get a Wii U and Smash Brothers ready for our Let's Play next week. 8-player Drunken Carnage.
That's happening.
It's going to be messy.
It's happening.
It is happening, so that's going to be good.
You'll be there in spirit, won't you, Mark?
You're not coming, are you?
Shit, no, I'm not coming.
Oh, you had to think about that, didn't you?
Yeah. Wait, when is it?
Next Friday.
Next Friday, yeah, no, definitely not there.
We've been through this a few times.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have a girlfriend.
She's, what?
And she's got to have a boy. She's got
lovely,
have,
fortunately.
She's got to have a birthday once a year. And it just happens to be
Smash Brothers Day.
Smash Brothers
when
Day.
When they have their birthday.
Smash Actually, tomorrow's a fishy Smash Brothers Day. They kind of ruined it for us, didn't they, Nintendo?
What, the...
Well, they released it a week early, didn't they? Earlier than what they
said.
In
North America?
Oh, and here.
Oh, here,
It was scheduled for the 5th, wasn't it? And
they've
moved it forward.
Hey, when, to be honest,
it's probably
I don't mind
a good
that.
Thing.
In a year where everything's being pushed back, to have a game that come out a bit early.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks, Nintendo.
And it's come out early and been good.
Yeah.
Rather than come out early...
Metacritic loves that shit.
Such as Walking Dead, Survival Instinct.
Aliens.
Or Sonic,
a moment of
lyric
silence.
Boom.
Sonic Boom.
That lyric, Rise of the Lyric. What is that? What even is it?
Like, I've got no idea.
When was the last time a decent Sonic game came out? Like Sonic Adventure 2 or Dreamcast?
We're going to bleep all references to Sonic.
Did you play Sonic... Sonic the Hedgehog 4? Did you play that episode?
I heard it was bloody awful.
Sega just needs to go back to its roots. Yeah. What we'd need is a classic Genesis Mega Drive inspired Sonic that retains the old graphics, 5 frames a second.
I think that's what they tried though with the latest one, wasn't it?
No, but it was all crap and cack.
Or just literally bring out a new console which is exactly like the Genesis but can just run games a bit better. And
Sega just need to bring out a new console. If Sega brought out a console now, I would be queuing up to get that shit.
I love my Dreamcast. I loved it.
When was the last time you played it?
You still own it?
I've still got one, yeah.
Holy shit.
I basically had it for the light gun games.
Do you reckon that takes an Elgato?
Is it HDMI? No, it won't be
HDMI. Is it HDMI?
although, we could probably...
We could probably route it.
So we went through the television. There might be a way to do that. What games have you got for it?
Oh, too many to bloody Shenmue 1 and 2.
Just shit myself. The dog just appeared.
There was a dog walking
Demon
around.
Dog. Demon dog.
He just fucking appeared out. And I was like, what the fuck is that on my hand?
What games have you got? Have you got Sonic Adventure?
No. I've got Sonic 2.
Sonic Adventure 2.
I don't think it was called Sonic Adventure. Sonic Adventure 2 Battle? I don't think it was called Sonic Adventure because it was a totally different sort of format to the first one.
What else have you got? Have you got
Shenmue 2, Soul Calibur.
Power Stone?
Didn't have Power Stone.
Oh, such a fucking good game.
Yeah, I liked it.
Ripping off Dragon Ball Z at every single second.
Resident Evil Code Veronica.
Yeah.
Which probably looks better on the Dreamcast version on a regular TV than it does the HD version.
Yeah, probably. I'd agree with that.
HD TV. Yeah. Some rally games, driving games.
Shall we move on to some news?
Yeah.
Shall we?
So, Telltale's latest episodic game, Tales of the Borderlands, was released earlier this week and is receiving generally positive reviews.
That surprises me, actually.
Well, I kind of knew it was going to be good.
Really?
Yeah. It's Telltale's game, although they have released some tripe in the past. Yeah. Did you play that Jurassic Park?
Never tried it. Yeah.
I finished The Wolf Among Us since our last podcast.
It's now in my possession.
You started it?
No, because I'm playing a game that we'll talk about
shortly. Oh, right, yeah, sure. It is really, really good. Really good. You've only played episode one.
Episode one.
Well, you owe it to yourself.
The annoying thing is, I bought the season pass on the Xbox 360. And then when I went to download the second episode, they said it expired.
You can sort that out.
Well, I can if I can be asked.
How much did you spend on it?
I don't know, like 20 something.
I'm glad you've got money to throw away. Because I haven't.
I've still got to finish The Walking Dead as well. Season 2.
The thing that annoys me about The Walking Dead games, the only thing that annoys me is you can't transfer your saves between consoles. Which you probably think, oh, that sounds about right. But seeing as I played the whole of Series 1 on my Vita, and I want to play Series 2 on my PS4, there's no way I can transfer myself. So if I want my Series 2 game to reflect the choices I made in Series 1, I've got to buy Series 1, play through it all again, remember what I did last time, and then do the second one.
Yeah,
which is just a bit of a farce, really.
They can put a man on the moon, but they can't sort out fucking PlayStation saves.
They did it with GTA, didn't they?
Would you believe it?
They literally transfer your save games between Xbox 360 to PS4, for example, on GTA, didn't they?
Yeah, Rockstar have got it sorted. Yeah. Telltale, get on the phone of Rockstar.
Yeah.
In this day and age, it cannot be that difficult to do. Maybe I'm just being really fucking ignorant.
I don't think you are. It's just licensing bollocks, isn't it? And bullshit that...
Is there a particular reason why you want to play on the PS4 or just play on the biggest
screen? No! It's not a principle!
It's not going to be technically any better, is it? It's still going to be
glitchy. Well, the thing is, it's a long thing. I'm not going to be playing my Vita long term, I think. So, I'll probably just end up buying it when it's cheap and then playing through it again.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to do that.
My dog likes it between your legs, doesn't he, Mark?
He does. Just keeps appearing.
Just got a perfect.
I look down and I pick up my beer and it's just like looking up at me.
Perfect view. I've got a perfect view of his butt here.
Cute little butt though, isn't
it? Cute little butt. Battlefield 4's last DLC was released last week and was appropriately called The Last Stand. I loved Battlefield 4.
I enjoyed it for a short period of time. I got really into it.
That's because it's a first person shooter and online. We know, Paul, you need to spend more time with online first-person shooters.
That's probably the most time I've put into a first-person shooter online since Modern Warfare 2.
Me and the good Dr. Tom Brock played it religiously for about 2 months, and it's probably, I prefer it to Call of Duty.
It's much more.
Any day. Because it's just so much more realistic. None of this running around with double knives.
Dual P90s. That's why I can't play Battlefield, because I've got no strategy whatsoever.
But it's great, the fact that once you hit, you're dead. Like,
when you use a sniper rifle and you manage to pull off a shot from about 400 metres away, it's pretty satisfying.
See, I'm just...
Get your scope out, work out the...
No scope, that son of a bitch.
Wow.
I definitely don't have the patience or skill to play that.
No.
I never experienced all the game breaking glitches that everyone said there was either. I don't think anything ever went wrong.
I didn't experience any of it. And the thing, the events that changed the maps halfway through, did you play on a map where...
Oh yeah, I always played on maps where it happened, but I never actually triggered any myself, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I did.
Like a little puzzle we had to do to try and work out how to trigger it.
There's different things. There's one where you're on top of a building and it blows up and you've got a... I think you've got to plant an explosive somewhere or do something. And I can't remember what they're called. It'll come to me halfway through. Oh, I can't remember. But they're called something.
I think it's like... It, quite clearly like try so much harder than Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Like Call of Duty is so happy to just churn them out. Okay, they obviously change stuff with Advanced Warfare, but like Battlefield is just, they're thinking, okay, you know, it might not be great. Well, in most cases it is, but at least they're trying to make it like something really impressive and groundbreaking.
They're doing that Cops and Robbers Battlefield Hardline, aren't they?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I had the beta for that, but I
did you?
I played it for about 5 minutes and it was really laggy and buggy. Yeah. And I turned it off.
Yeah.
But I should have persevered with it because it got pretty good. You know, that people thought it was alright, and that came out. That was at E3. That was when it came out.
I keep getting that confused with the new Rainbow Six for some reason.
The new Rainbow Six? Oh, no, not Patriots. I'm getting confused.
No, I can't remember what it was called, but it looked fucking awesome.
I know which one you mean.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Vegas.
Sabotage.
That's it. Yeah, it was Sabotage, I think.
Siege.
That's
Siege.
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 Sabotage. Write in. What the fuck is the title? Write in. Please. Podcast at arcadeofthecity.com.
What is it? By the time you've emailed in, we will find out what it is. So
yeah, thank God.
Don't bother.
Yeah. So actually, don't bother.
Don't waste your time.
But just say hello if you want.
Yeah, just say hello. It's fine. Just say anything. Even if you just send a blank email, we'll read that shit out. PlayStation 4 is getting non-combat massive multiplayer online game called Wonder next year. Have you
seen... Makes me wonder.
Have you seen... Yeah, you won't have seen the trailer.
No, I haven't seen the video.
Just stop being so negative.
I'm only pissing about. I'm sure it's going to be
great. Double N.
I'm just not that bothered about
MMO.
I'm not really that fussed about MMOs.
I mean, it's funny, but a non-combat MMO, can't you just sort of walk around your local town and just greet people?
Yeah, that's just being a human.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I play a non-combat MMO all the time.
Just walking around.
Yeah, it's called just being a fucking person and speaking to other people.
Yeah, but it's not.
So when games are you just like going to go buy bread and be like, God, this is a really fucking immersive game.
Level
it's
up.
Like, guess what?
You can bread, I've now leveled up.
Guess what? You can only do that. Real life.
I don't,
you get to level 2 and you can actually make a sandwich with it.
I don't think either of you have really talk because neither of you have played any massive multiplayer
no,
games.
Fantasy Star Online, was that class as an
count.
MMO? No?
Yeah, it does count.
It does, yeah. That was my first RPG.
What did
Dreamcast.
You play on? Dreamcast.
Dreamcast, yeah.
Did you online dial up?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was awesome.
The only person I knew that had dial up Dreamcast was our very own Dr. Tom Brock when I was at school. He's the only guy I knew that had dial up Dreamcast.
Is he actually a doctor?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah. The good doctor.
The good doctor.
The good doctor is what I like to call him.
The doctor of VG.
The doctor of VG.
Dr. Eggman.
Dr. Robotnik.
Robotnik. Robotnik. Okay, yeah.
Robotnik.
I like it.
Dr. Robotnik.
It's a good name. Better than Aykroyd 209.
Or Boomer Clut. Whenever I look at it, I just think Boomer Cunt.
Boomer Cunt.
Oh, it's God Appends 21.
Simply,
I went to Egypt, and if you hand out loads of pens, biros, the kids fucking love you. They love stationery over there. So I once told this story to a friend, and she then called me the God of Pens. So it then turned the God of Pens. So
that's
well,
where it came from.
And the fact that it's 21, I got this nickname obviously 8 years ago when I was 21.
God of Pens. I'm gonna start calling you that more often.
Please don't.
Actually, I'll double N. Prefer it.
Negative Newton,
the King of Pen Island.
My nickname Boom Batty came from a mate at uni who was really drunk and just started calling me Matty Boom Batty.
Matty Boom Batty.
And then it just stuck
Matty
around.
Booba Latty.
And everyone just started calling it me. And then when he didn't call me Boom Batty, he called me Boomba Clut.
Fair enough.
Boomba Clut. And then that just stuck. So people used to call me either Boom Batty or Boomba Clut.
And that's where it came from.
That's where it came from. If you're listening, Luke, I don't think you are, but there you go. Nintendo have released details of a deal in which players who have bought both the 3DS and Wii U versions of Super Smash Bros. Can get their hands on a soundtrack of the game and Mewtwo, the Pokemon Mewtwo, as a downloadable character. They then later announced that Mewtwo can also be purchased separately as well. So,
for the cost of the second game.
Yeah, so the one person in the world that bought both of them, Paul.
Only has one of the copies now.
He's only got one of the copies.
Played it 5 minutes, traded it in.
It wouldn't work online. It just wouldn't work. Yeah. It was every match I had was laggy, and apparently the Wii U version's not that much better either.
It'll take a while for the servers to stabilise.
But it's like you said, Nintendo are a bit they're kind of stuck
they
in
are
the
not
stone
the online play. They're still on AOL dialer.
Yeah.
The rest of the world. So
they've got three servers.
They're still using Wanadoo as their service provider.
Yeah, probably.
Free serve, yeah.
They're on dial-up. Welcome to America Online. Not a bit racist. Anyway, Smash Brothers, we're going to have a good go on that in a bit.
Yeah.
It comes out tomorrow. I'm buying my Wii U for Smash Brothers, and then we've got our 8-player Smash. Woo! Mark, you going to have fun at 8-player Smash Brothers? Oh, yeah. No. Wait, what are you doing?
Of course you're not.
You're not here again.
Got to give a gift.
Next time you sacked him.
How dare you?
Sacked.
I'll take the dog with me. So it appears to like me. It's back.
He does like you.
Back between my legs.
You can have my cat.
You can have Frank.
I'm allergic
if you
to
want.
Your cat.
You can take Frank with you.
He's too hyper for me. He's too crazy.
Sulking in his cage somewhere. We have to lock him out of the room.
Where is he? He's around somewhere.
I want to be involved in the podcast. That's how he sounds.
Mewtwo. Good Pokemon.
Solid. Isn't it?
Martin, you're already young. Pokemon.
Yeah, fucking loved it.
I had Pokemon Red on the Game Boy Advance.
I had Pokemon Blue on the Game Boy, which my aunt brought me over from Indiana.
Yeah, I got Pokemon Yellow in America.
That's one with Pikachu.
Yeah.
Pika!
In fact, I found my old Game Boy Color. And,
did you? Oh, yeah.
Pokemon Yellow was still in there.
Yeah.
And I picked it up and started trying to play it, and I was like, I've forgotten everything about Pokemon.
Was that when Tetris was in it at yours?
Yeah, my dad fucking loves Tetris.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's because it's really, really simple, and it only involves two buttons. Anything more than that. He's still trying to get off the boat on the original Dead Island.
I got him off the boat.
Oh, well done.
I got him off the boat. That was quite funny, actually, because he was like, how'd you do this? And I sort of said, I pressed R1 and then switched to another weapon. And he was like, how'd you do that? So pressed R1.
I mean, it's incredible, because he actually reads the manuals as well before he plays. So the fact that he still didn't know things.
I can't remember the last time I read a games manual.
Speaking of manuals, I'm really amazed and impressed and very happy that Nintendo felt the need to include a little instruction sheet on how to play Smash Brothers with their game.
Did they?
Yeah.
Really?
Nintendo still give little instruction manuals with their games.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I haven't got a fucking clue what I'm doing when it comes to Smash Brothers. It's like the simplest fighting game ever. There's three buttons, and that's all there is.
It's so much fun. I fucking love Smash Brothers. I bought a second Wii just to buy Brawl, and I got rid of that quite quickly. I have a love-hate relationship with Nintendo. But when I get my Wii U, God as my witness, God of pens as my witness, I'm going to keep it. Because I want Zelda. That's why I buy my Wiis.
I've kept my Wii U for 2 years.
Think of all the money you
have. Four original Wiis.
Yeah.
Think of all the money you would have saved if you'd just kept them.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I traded them in.
Think about it.
Sorry, mate. Oh, dogs jumped on me.
Slut.
So, we need to unlock some characters on Smash Brothers.
We sure do.
Yeah. I've unlocked two so far.
What have you got? Wario?
I've unlocked Falcon and...
Falcon! Punch! Falcon kick!
I'll tell you what, I was playing as Fox McCloud earlier. He's fucking crap. He's rubbish.
Really?
He's crap.
No,
he's
good. He's got a deflector.
He just teleports everywhere.
Deflector,
like,
which is awesome.
Is that what that is?
If it's
so people use it on you, it deflects what they're using.
If it's done at the right point. So for instance, Donkey Kong can charge up a punch.
Yeah.
If he comes up to you and goes to unleash his punch,
you can deflect
it. Press the deflect, it will deflect straight back in, so he'll just smash himself off.
That's pretty good.
I'll
take it back then. Maybe Fox is good. I'm just crap at the game.
Just going back to Captain Falcon a second. You know those RKO vines we watch with Randy Orton?
Yeah.
I wish someone would do a Captain Falcon one. What? What are you listening for?
I'm not. I'm trying to work out. Is it... Who's the one from Star Fox? Is that Falco? Or is that...
Falco.
Yeah. Sorry, it's Falco. Not Captain Falcon.
Captain Falcon's from F-Zero.
F-Zero. Yeah, it's Falco. Yeah.
Falco. Okay.
My Nintendo knowledge is shit.
Captain
Falcon used to be pretty good.
I want someone to do RKOs with people failing and then just Captain Falcon like...
One of our
punch!
One of our 30 listeners, if you happen to be quite talented with Photoshop, please make it happen.
Please make it happen.
Or tell a friend. to just get listen them. To this and then make one.
Get them to do it.
Oh, the dog's in something he doesn't like.
Is it your reflection?
Yeah, I think himself.
Shush, Loki, we're trying to do a podcast.
Telltales are the new Game of Thrones from... Oh, that's wrong.
Shush, or I'm moving to another room.
Telltales are the new title. Game of Thrones, Iron from Ice has had a trailer released after leaked images appeared online. I thought it looked really fucking terrible when I saw the images.
Really? I thought the character models looked great.
I think they look good now, but at the time I think I was so shocked at the fact that it didn't look cartoony and comic booky like...
Well, it kind of does, but...
Not as much as... No. They've gone back to sort of... It looks a bit like Back to the Future. The Telltale Back to the Future.
Yeah, that's still quite cartoony, though. Only because it's based on... The only reason you're thinking that is because it's based on actual existing characters, where Walking Dead was...
Yeah, that's all cartoons. Different. Cartoons, comic books. So in my head, I justified it in my head before I started talking, so it was all right.
Fair enough.
but that looks alright.
I thought it looked quite good.
Some of the main cast of the series are
lending their voices.
I'm not quite sure for how long or what. But I'm looking forward to that. They've said that it's going to be out in 2015. So
they do pump them out, don't they? Telltale.
They've got four things next year. So they've got Telltale. They're working on Game of Thrones. They're working on Tales of the Borderlands. Walking Dead season 3. They've announced, and I'm pretty sure they'll probably end up doing Wolf Among Us season 2 or something.
My purchasing of Game of Thrones will depend entirely on how I get on with Wolf Among Us, which
is amazing.
I probably will really like.
It's really good.
Yeah,
really, really good. I smashed through it in 3 days, but I can put it down. Batman Arkham Knight has had a new trailer detailing some gameplay elements and our first proper look at the main villain.
And what trailer that was.
The Arkham Knight.
I love the sound of the Batmobile when it changes. Yeah. So cool.
I mean,
it sounds...
The fact you can just call it.
Yeah. It has to be at least a 9 out of 10.
At least. It's going to be fucking awesome.
I've no doubt
it's going to be an awesome game.
Who's going to review that?
Depends what else is out at the same time.
So I reckon Evolve will be out around that time. So I don't think it's got a release date. Has it got a release date?
I'm not sure it has now, is it?
I'm getting Evolve. Even if reviews come out like 2 weeks before saying it's shit, 3 out of 10, I'll still buy it. Still gonna get it. Some of these games, it doesn't matter what I read, I won't be swayed.
I'm gonna find out if there's a release date. June 2nd, 2015, according to Google.
Quite a while then. Did you watch the stuff that a certain website did while the beta was going on? Did you watch any of the videos from that?
Evolve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed, to be honest, but it's probably just not my sort of game.
Once you start playing it, it's like Left 4 Dead. If you watch someone playing it, it's a bit like when you play it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you play it?
Oh yeah, Wii. Oh, fucking hell.
What, the Evolve?
Oh no, I'm
talking about Left 4 Dead. I was going to say, because you had the beta, didn't you?
Play loads of Left 4 Dead. I used to play
till the early hours. Left 4 Dead is amazing. And Evolve, I'm sure they've got it sorted as well. It's going to be good, definitely.
So the main villain in Batman, it's going to be...
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's...
It's
the Arkham Knight.
Arkham Knight.
So it's a new character.
And Scarecrow are going to be the main ones, aren't they?
Yeah, so Scarecrow probably take a bit of a... I'm sure Joker will come back into it at some point.
Joker is the Arkham Knight.
Even though... Spoilers! He's dead. He died.
Yeah. They could quite easily just get Troy Baker to do the voice of him if Mark Hamill doesn't want to do it.
I really hope they don't.
Yeah, I kind of hope they don't too.
Move on.
We'll find out.
Could have quite easily be thrown into the Lazarus pit and brought back to life.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I hate things like that.
Yeah, but it's like Batman lore, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but just like the whole...
There's a gigantic crocodile that lives in the sewers in Gotham.
But just the idea that there's always some way of just like... Oh, he wasn't really dead, it was all a joke. He's still alive because we can't think of anything new.
Mark Hamill's too busy doing Star Wars shit to be involved in video games.
Yeah, that better be good. The trailer comes out for that this weekend.
Tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
It's going on iTunes and everything, isn't it?
Bloody iTunes.
Would it just be like a teaser though, like Darth Maul's face?
It's J.J. Abrams. It will literally just be title, picture of Luke Skywalker, done.
Lens flare.
Lens flare, done.
Yeah. How much of a lens flare?
There'll be loads of sound effects. Star Wars, like lightsabers. Sound effects, black screen, and then that'll be it.
Yeah.
Hmm. December 19th. Oh, it's in the trailer. It's fucking awesome. Oh, it's great. It will be a shit trailer, but I fucking love it.
No, I think if he's doing it'll be a good film. I'm not sure it'll be a good Star Wars film, but it'll be a good film.
It'll be good. It will be good. It's in good hands. Have faith, Negative Newton. Have faith. Next bit of news is really good. Dark Souls 2 is coming to next gen. You think even Lakey agrees with me?
I think he's crying because he saw me trying to play the first one and I got quite angry. And he doesn't want me to play the second one and get as angry.
You definitely aren't allowed to play it.
I know.
You're not allowed to play it. Well, there'll be... There'll
with
be,
my temper.
You'll burn the house down.
Do you get quite tempered when you play?
I used to. I don't really anymore. I used to as well.
I can't see the point of playing a video game that causes you stress. Playing video games is supposed to be escapism. I mean, life's pretty stressful as it is. I remember when you were a young teenager
sitting downstairs sometimes and watching TV with your parents and just hear like thud, 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 thud upstairs. And you're like, what's that noise? And your dad would be like, oh, it's all in Martin. And just angry at FIFA or something.
Sounds about right.
No! Screaming in the other room.
Hesky, you fucking cunt.
Oh, they call me that at football. It's not fun. Sorry,
fucking cunt or Hesky?
Yeah, both. Yeah. Dark Souls 2 is getting it gets all three DLC packs, and it's called Dark Souls 2: Scholar of the First Sin. I can't. I'm going to get it. I'm going to play it. I'm going to persevere and play it. Our good friend.
Maybe it might be a bit of sort of anger therapy for me.
Yeah, maybe it will.
To play through it and have to retain my zen.
It's good online, but you die so many times. I've never played it, but
I played one. And died a lot.
Second one's really good. Apparently the first one's better than the second one. But with all this, I mean, I'm definitely going to get it. Definitely. Yeah. It's my time to get into Dark Souls. I'm sure when it comes out, we could talk forever about it. Because it is really addictive and people love it.
Yeah.
It's one of those games.
I think Bloodborne's going to be more my cup of tea, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think it's supposed to be a lot more accessible, isn't it? Bloodborne.
Yeah.
I've looking forward to The Witcher. Imagine.
That's good. Yeah.
When's that due? That got pushed back.
It was February.
Yeah.
Was it February?
That was never going to come out in time, was it? But it's good, though.
The Master Chief Collection is still having matchmaking issues, despite 343 Industries apologising and assuring they are getting it sorted. There was a new patch today that came out. We wrote about it on the site. I'm really cheesed off with the fact that a lot of games just seem to be being released.
Not working.
You could tie us into the bit of news which I advised you of over lunch today about Assassin's Creed and Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Do you hear about that?
They're giving the first DLC away.
Not just that, they're giving every bit of DLC. They've cancelled the season pass, and they're giving people that bought the season pass a free Ubisoft game, including Far Cry 4. What were the other games? Can you remember, Matt? Far Cry 4.
Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs.
And?
No, not all of them you can choose.
Was it Assassin's Creed Rogue?
Possibly. Who would... You get Far Cry 4, sure.
The crew. And Just Dance 5.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely get Far Cry 4.
Yeah. Definitely get Just
Dance. Yeah, you would go for Far Cry
just
4.
Just Dance. Do you say dance or dance now?
Dance.
You're a northerner.
Dance.
I try and hide that part of my heritage.
Once you've had a good dance, you go and have a bath.
I have a bath. Do you say castle or castle?
Castle.
Oh, but where's the R in it? The fucking R in it. What do you say?
What do you think I say?
Castle.
Yeah. I was 4 when I moved.
Your forefathers. Well, I was 8. Well, I was 24. I was 24.
Your foreskin.
You say tough.
Foreskin. I say foreskin. Tough.
You say tough.
I don't even know what I say.
Do you say one or one?
One.
Yeah. Exactly.
Water. That's another one apparently I say with water.
Water.
No, that's what I say. That's normal. But I'm not Northern, I'm from the Midlands, so.
Middle Earth.
How do you say city? Because I've noticed a few times city. You say city. City. Welcome to Arcade City.
That's just my.
Welcome to that's Arcade. Matt's broadcasting voice.
Welcome to Arcade City. We are officially from.
Welcome to Arcade City.
Welcome to Arcade Silly. Yeah, enough about my accent.
Cool, we really are going off on tangents tonight,
yeah,
aren't we?
Master Chief Focus people. So, back to Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
The amount of times I've sat in matchmaking trying to get on big team battles, and it's just not working. It's pathetic.
It's not good, is it?
Yeah.
Sort it out.
I reviewed it. Gave it a 9 out of 10.
Is it wrong that I long for game delays?
Do you?
Just bring it out and get it
ready.
Right.
Yeah, when it's ready.
True. Well, look at Drive Club, delayed a year.
Still not ready.
Absolutely.
it's just been an abomination.
Yeah, absolutely unacceptable. Unacceptable game.
It's an abomination.
Yeah.
Despite our
Makes you wonder, like, would that game have got better reviews if the stuff was working? Or do you think it is just not that good?
Or would it have made more money as well?
Yeah. Possibly. I mean, it's got...
I played it for, like, 2 seconds in a shop, and I wasn't that impressed with the mechanics.
I know a lot of the online community were a bit cheesed off that they were like, oh, yeah, Drive Club comes out, it's got loads of server issues and gets dumped on. Halo Master Chief Collection comes out, has loads of server issues and people love it.
Yeah.
But the difference is...
The Master Chief Collection's got quite good single player content. Absolutely. Whereas Drive Club doesn't really have any, apparently, from what I've heard.
But Drive Club is the whole premise of it is based on the fact that it's
competition,
a club,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's competition and you do it online and stuff. If it's not working online, it's a fucked game. Mm. It's like buying World of Warcraft.
And the online
doesn't work.
Yeah, that's true.
You're just walking around on your own, like, hello? Hello.
Maybe Drive Club 2, they'll get it sorted.
You cannot pitch a game as like a great multiplayer experience and then bring it out and the multiplayer's fucked.
No, certainly not.
No.
You should have failed
probably,
in your.
I think they probably should have. Sounds being negative again. I think they probably should have just canned the bloody thing.
What, Drive Club?
Yeah.
What they maybe should have done was,
or just give it to free, or like make the whole game free on PlayStation. But then Evolution Studios wouldn't make any money, would they? Really?
And the last bit of news, Hideo Kojima is bringing Metal Gear Online to the VGAs next week, Video Games Awards, for those of you who aren't familiar with that short terminology. Metal Gear Online. Did you play Metal Gear Online, Paul, when it was on the PS3 with Metal Gear Solid 4? Did you ever go?
No.
Did you play it? You're shaking your head, Mark. I know you didn't play it.
No, I didn't have much exposure to PS3.
Have you played any Metal Gear Solid games? No.
For, I was too young to appreciate them when they were popular.
Have you played them?
I've played all the main ones. I haven't played the spin-off, like Peace Walker and stuff like that.
That's a main game. Peace Walker's a main game.
It is, but I don't really... I consider 1, 2, 3 and 4.
I suppose. That's only because they've got numbers in them. I mean, Peace Walker, for a lot of the time, Hideo Kojima was saying it's Metal Gear Solid 5. For all intents and purposes. But then he changed his mind. And then he retired after 4. He was like, I'm not doing another one.
Yeah. That one didn't last long, did it?
Yeah, it didn't last long at all. I think Sony came knocking at his door and were like, hello.
Offered him a big fat
paycheck.
And
then Microsoft were like, hello.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, okay, yeah, we'll do it. But Metal Gear Solid 5 is probably my most anticipated game next year.
Nice.
So Metal Gear Online, I never played it on the PlayStation 3. But it was a bit of a sleeper hit. A lot of people didn't. It was just something extra that came with it, and I don't think Konami put a lot of effort into it.
Marketing
and it just did really, really well.
Okay.
So that happens next week, but we'll have some VGA coverage on the site as well. So
cool. Head
on over there. That's the news done.
Can we just go back to the Assassin's Creed thing?
Absolutely
briefly?
Not.
No.
Can't.
Bastard. I've played the game. I think it's a solid entry in the series. It is plagued with bugs, and I can't help but think if those bugs weren't present, then it would be one of the better Assassin's Creed games. And I'm trying to think of other companies which would offer this sort of...
Well, you'll get to move on to that, because that was the next thing on the schedule.
Oh, okay.
Talking about
cool.
last what's come out the last 2 weeks and what's come out in the next 2 weeks.
What we're playing.
Yeah. And what you're playing at the minute as well. So, Paul, you're playing everything...
Yeah, trying to squeeze it all in.
So not really. You've got what are you playing through at the minute? You're playing through Unity.
Unity, I've put down, and I will go back to it when I've finished Far Cry 4, GTA 5. I want to play through again because I'm actually enjoying it a lot more than the first time I played it.
Mm.
I'm appreciating the writing a lot more. I know what's going to happen in the story, so I'm not expecting like any major plot revelations or anything like that. I know what to expect, and I kind of take it for what it is. It's a bloody good laugh.
Mark, what have you been playing? What did you buy and play through?
WWE.
My God,
did
we
bought
have
it.
To,
Did you buy it as well?
I'm reviewing it.
Oh, you poor bastard.
So we had a bit of a... So we might as well get the elephant out of the room now. So we streamed... We attempted to stream WWE 2K. We had a big event that we did on Friday. We did lots of advertising for it. Quite a few people tuned in and... Unfortunately, we had all sorts of problems. The server kept going down. It wasn't streaming properly. So in the end, we gave up and tried doing a Royal Rumble, just the four of us.
Yeah.
Got really fucking bored of that, didn't we?
Yeah,
the controls
it's
just...
Not good.
I hated it.
The controls are not good. No.
At all. It's the worst wrestling game I've played.
It's like you said to me, it's on the verge of unplayable.
It just killed it for me. I had so much fun with all the
response. There's no responsiveness to the controls or anything. It's just, no. And it doesn't look next gen either. Considering these are the same part, well, it's not the same developers, is it? Because it's been the same developers since the N64 days, but different publishers making it.
Yeah, it's got a great roster.
It does look good. I think.
It looks okay. The characters look okay in their entrances and stuff. But while you're playing it,
how are the physics so bad on it?
Yeah, the physics are terrible. Sort of the animations aren't that great either, are they?
Some of the stuff looks really cartoony as well. Like Daniel Bryan, for example.
Things like the beards and that look awful.
Well, his character model looks great when you're selecting him. You go over to Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he looks like a cartoon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's been disappointing. Because I've probably played it more than two of you have.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm reviewing it.
Yeah.
I look forward to reading that.
But
slagging the shit out.
And I've got a bit more into it and probably got part, because there is a learning curve to it, I think. There is quite a steep learning curve, but I'm getting into it a bit more. It's still not a great game by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
And I haven't even started writing it, but it's probably going to be a pretty solid 4 or 5.
Wow.
Five or 6 out of 10. It's just tremendously disappointing, because wrestling games should be really, really fun, and this one isn't that fun.
It just seems so slow as well.
It is. Like, it's really unresponsive as well.
Well, we tried recording a Let's Play, and then we
gave up. This is while we were drinking as well. It's not and like we were sober.
We all got quite drunk, and then we played Nidhogg, which was
just hilarious.
Fucking hilarious.
It just goes to show, like, it's amazing. They've also put so much effort into WWE, and I think it's essentially 10 times worse than a fencing game.
Yeah.
Like an 8-bit fencing. It's not 8-bit, but.
It was absolutely brilliant. I just. Paul, what's this remind you of? And turn the sound right up. Ready?
Oh, that would be Warwick bouncing around on his sword like a pogo stick. That was bloody funny, that was. I don't think I've ever cried with laughter so much this year.
Woo! Nidhogg! Woo!
That's a fun game.
I should turn this off now.
That's a fun game.
Anyway, that's what we played Nidhogg. And then we played Towerfall Pissed, and that was great. Have you seen the latest?
They're two great games, aren't they?
Yeah,
Towerfall was good fun.
You're right about Warwick. You said he was going to be good at everything. He bloody was, wasn't he? He looks like a total nerd. Bless him. he's a lovely guy, but you kind of look at him and think, oh, he's not going to be very good, and he fucking owned.
We all look like nerds on those Let's Play pictures. That's we're all wearing glasses. I used to play Borderlands with him, and I know he listens to these, so it's quite funny. But we used to play Borderlands, and we'd go into an area, and before I could even sort out what ammunition I had and stuff, he'd just cleared the whole. Taking all the fucking good loot as well, you bastard.
Yeah, no, he's a good lad. He's funny.
Yeah, he's alright.
Looking forward to us all meeting again next week.
Yeah, fuck you, Warwick, if you're listening. what have I been playing? Wolf Among Us, which I've already talked about. And WWK, blah, 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 which I threw out the window.
Yeah.
I've got Smash Bros coming tomorrow. Am I allowed to fart in your conservatory?
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
That was really
first
disappointing.
First ever fart on the podcast. That's real.
It's definitely not the first ever fart on the podcast.
Loki's breathing it in, aren't you, mate?
Yeah.
I'm just amazed it wasn't him. It's usually him doing that.
He was disappointed with it as well. He's like, I'm like an eighth of your size and I could do better than that.
So what we're working on for the site at the moment, we've got Smash Brothers next week. Towerfall's just gone online. Check out the videos on YouTube.
WrestleMania. That's all I'm doing. That's literally all I'm doing.
It's terrible.
Trying to get through that.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just doing the Let's Play.
It's a real slog, if I'm honest.
I've been doing news. I started writing a story on Majora's Mask.
That's cool.
Well, yeah. I started. So that'll probably go at some point.
He just looks at you like, would you just say?
He could be our RKC mascot when we're big.
Yeah.
Just, Loki, you want to be our mascot, mate? I think that's a yes. He took his head.
Frank will be the one that just runs around and humps everyone's leg.
No,
someone asked me if we're doing a Smash Brothers review. Probably will do one.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It's the last game coming out that we'll probably review this year, I think. So, yeah.
Hmm.
Questions. Question time. Question comes from a guy, a bloke called Destin in West Virginia. And Destin says, do you think it's become acceptable for games to now come with day one patches as a standard? This fall seems to have been dominated by games that are released in an unacceptable format.
Is it acceptable? No.
No.
Are we even going to bother?
Well, we've talked about
expanding
it.
Expanding on it, like, so, absolutely not.
But
I like, can you imagine someone releasing like a Blu-ray of a film and it like kept skipping and like they just left a load of scenes out and you're like, well, it's all right because in a few months we're going to release a director's cut and it's actually just going to be the film you saw at the cinema.
But I understand that games are a lot more... Like, okay. I was saying this earlier, wasn't I, today?
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog took about 50 people to make, probably. Less than that, I reckon. 30
yeah, but
Japanese guys.
It's making them complacent. I mean,
Unity took over 1,000 members of staff to make that game.
Online really kick off? When Halo 2 came out, was when online really kind of...
Probably really, yeah. Console.
Yeah. Before then, you had no choice but to finish a game. You couldn't upload. I mean, I suppose you could argue the N64... No, I'm talking bollocks. The N64 had the expansion pack, which was a hardware expansion, if you wanted to have slightly better graphics.
Yeah,
and I had that too.
I had to have it for Perfect Dark.
Yeah.
And you had to have it for Zelda, Majora's Mask.
And Banjo-Tooie, and Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's different. They, you know, they developed a piece of kit, and they found some technology to upgrade it, but... take away the internet and they'd have no choice but to finish a game. And I was talking to someone at work who worked for a major video game company and she reckons most games are shipped 80% complete.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd much prefer it to be delayed.
Yeah.
I don't, when someone says a game's been delayed, it's like, okay. Well, okay, it's a bit disappointing because you wanted to play it now, but if it just means they're going to release a game that is working.
I mean, like Ubisoft, like they've released Assassin's Creed, which is just fucking broke.
Yeah.
But then they've released Far Cry 4,
which is
running
fine.
Okay.
Yeah. It's one of the smoothest games I've played this generation, actually. I've not seen any frame rate.
Have there been any
problems
for it? Because I haven't played it.
There have been, but I think they've all been about online matchmaking.
Oh, really?
Because there's been some problems with the online as well.
Fucking hell.
But I think the Xbox One's had more problems than the PS4 version.
Maybe Microsoft could learn a thing or two about you from Ubisoft from their matchmaking.
I do find that strange, though, that, you know, that. It just goes to show that it's not the publisher, it's the developer, really, isn't it? But then I know someone that worked at Quantic Dream and they had to send a copy of Beyond to Sony every week for Sony to test it.
Really?
And they had to report like their findings, and if it wasn't finished, they all had to do like overtime until they got it like perfect. And it was, there was no bugs or anything in that game, it was so bloody polished.
It's
not a great game, but it was polished, and that's how it should be done.
When Mojang gave Minecraft to Sony to test, Sony just threw it back at him and went, no, it's not ready. We need to sort it out. So Sony, they do care, but I think Drive Club, it just ain't... How did it...
That's obviously what happened with Drive Club. Drive Club was... They were sending copies to Sony, and Sony were just like, no, it's not ready. And they obviously just... thought, well, it's never going to be any better, so we might as well just release it.
Take the money and run.
I wonder how many jobs went from... there must have been a lot of people fired from Evolution Studios for that.
I bloody hope so. No, I don't. I don't wish,
no, I don't wish anyone out of a job, but, you know.
Yeah, I
know.
But do it right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to finish up because we're pushing on an hour now.
Okay.
So, thanks for listening. Head over to www.arcade-city.com. Thanks for listening. Remember to like and subscribe. The podcast goes live every other Friday on iTunes and Podomatic. We're going to do a Christmas special as well this year, so that'll be, we'll talk about some of the things we reckon is going to happen next year, and we'll have our Game of the Year awards. We're going to do a little one for our new little site. So you can tweet us, Arcade City UK. Facebook is facebook.com/ArcadeCityUK. YouTube.com/ArcadeCityUK. And as always, you can email us podcast@arcade-city.com. But go on the website, check out the articles and stuff. Keep us going. Keep the support. Keep the love. Yeah, I love you both.
Do it.
Love you too.
Yeah.
Love our listeners too, don't we?
I'm going to go for a poo now. Is that right? Can I have a poo in your house?
Nice saving.
Bit of a limp, isn't it?
We're going to say goodbye. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Bye. Bye.